the bizarre stories of the day all to put together into one newscast so that you can win the No Sweat News quiz on Friday morning.
Metallica tickets on the line on Friday.
That's kind of fun, right?
That's fantastic.
So let's get to it, shall we?
Yeah.
Dateline Germany for story number one. Listen, how do you get your boss, if you're a guy, to go with a more relaxed dress code around the stuffy office? Tell them that that annoying tie that you have to wear is literally making you dumber, because that is now been proven.
Oh!
A new study out of Germany scanned the brains of 30 men. Half of them wore neckties while being scanned, and the other half didn't. And guess what?
What?
Wearing a necktie constricted the veins in their necks so much it reduced the blood flow to their brain by 8%, and that's enough to slow your brain's processing power down.
See, I went to 12 years of Catholic school, always wearing a tie. Now I know why I was so dumb at school.
Well, why are you dumb now? Because all you wear is Star Wars T-shirts.
Oh, that's a good point. All right, throw that theory out the window.
Maybe it was a lasting effect. You know, that's what it was. The brain damage cumulatively.
Never recovered.
All those eight years, you said.
12.
12 years.
Great See? School and high school.
I'm so dumb, I can't even remember the number he just said 2 seconds ago. But apparently the necktie is making you stupid.
Okay.
So there you go.
I knew it.
Dateline, my God, Africa for this one. The terrorist organization in Somalia called Al-Shabaab last week announced that they weren't using plastic bags anymore because they're bad for the environment.
Excuse me?
The terrorist group Al-Shabaab announced that they're not using plastic bags anymore because they're bad for the environment.
You know, one thing that's also bad for the environment, terror.
Oh, there could be.
Yeah.
These are the same people who, well, let's see, that truck bomb that they did in Mogadishu last October took out 300 people.
Oh, my God.
And I don't know about the crater it left, but something tells me it wasn't very environmental.
Okay.
What the hell?
Maybe look into treating human beings a little bit better.
That would be nice.
Okay.
But we do have the environmentally friendly terrorist organization.
Right.
Now that's lovely.
Fantastic.
You bunch of dopes. Jeez. You're not using plastic bags. How about this? Put the plastic bag over your head and try to breathe deeply. Okay? Thank you. Appreciate it.
You can't do that, by the way.
No.
See?
Well, don't tell them that, Dave.
Oh, sorry. Darn it, the necktie syndrome.
Right.
Made me so dumb.
We're DXing to Somalia today, apparently. And now, into the bread and butter, the dumb criminal of the No Sweat News. And we go to Triangle, Virginia, where Logan Epperly got busted. He broke into the Walmart last Monday at 4 o'clock in the morning, started huffing from their cans of air freshener.
Oh.
I didn't even know you could do. Apparently, there's a buzz in that.
Wow.
So powerful was the buzz that the police found him passed out in the parking lot of the Walmart when he tried to escape.
What?
He huffed so much, he passed out in the parking lot. And when the alarm got sent, when the police showed up, there was Logan head first on the pavement.
Oh, my God.
That's some damn good air freshener.
I mean, my God.
I mean, can we get this stuff legalized? Governor Murphy, let's go.
Oh, my God. Logan, get a grip, pal.
Maybe huff a little less.
Yeah. Or not at all.
Well,
I'm just going to throw that out there.
How about wearing neckties? See how that works. That's today's No Sweat News. We'll see you Friday for Metallica tickets on the No Sweat News quiz.